The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Check this.
Welcome on and all. The time is 6 minutes past seven. It is time for the DL Debate. Thanks so much for tuning in now on Highland Radio or back via the podcast. I want to thank, of course, Ivan Bourne for the Power Plus and Katie for the news. Coming up on this evening's show, it is the Club Championship. It's kicked off. It's in full swing. Some interesting results from the weekend. Shortly, Oisin Kelly will be taking you through them all with the help of a couple of men who know a thing or two about it. Brendan Kilcoyne, former winning championship winning player and manager, and Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News. Always good to have Ryan's insights on the show. Following that roundup, myself and Ryan will take a look at the Intermediate Junior Championship in the men's game, and of course the Ladies Football Championship and all the big games from the weekend. In studio we have Oisin and Brendan here.
Hi, Brendan.
And Ryan will be joining the show. Lads, how are yous?
Wonderful, thank you.
Every man got a wee bit of sun, I can see, you know.
I'm overdressed tonight. You just have the shorts on.
It's summer, Oisin.
You're working.
It's summer with rain.
We don't do Mondays, Oisin, me and this man.
Very top heavy St. Unions in here in the studio tonight.
Listen, we're pretty bipartisan this stage, Brendan.
Yeah, we can give a very unbiased view on games.
We had to go to court this
officially.
Week. Yeah, we had to go to court this week to get a gagging order on Brendan that he's not allowed to talk in the senior championship.
I'm just
because he took
background.
His daft idea to become part of the St. Unions management, Brendan.
Listen, you got to help out the odd time, Oisin. You can't sit on the fence all the time. You know you'll be on the Termin line now in the next year or two.
No, it won't be on any line at all. So, Brendan, no line at
but
all.
But you know what? We had the bank holiday last weekend there, Oisin. Of course, we had Aaron Kiernan on the week before, just talking about the buzz around Armagh. A very merry Aaron Kiernan, let me tell you. Of course, it was Party Central, Armagh. And Kieran McGeaney, I was talking to him coming on this week. You seen him, he was at the Olympics here, so he's in Disneyland at the minute, actually, where dreams come true, and it already has, so he's going to come on a spin next week. I was trying to
I thought you were going to say he's going to come on tonight. All-Ireland World Manager, live from Disneyland.
Live from Disneyland.
Sitting on Space Mountain.
Well, that's one man you could trust. He wouldn't really partake in the celebrating too much, does Geezer. He has a strict regime. So I was putting it out to Jarlath Burns there, but I was directed through his people, his agent. You know, you don't have an agent yet, Brendan.
Not yet, no, but I'm looking into it.
He just didn't want to speak to you.
He was avoiding me. So anyway, I wouldn't mind. It was Alan Milton handles him, and I was like, seriously. But anyway.
Ryan Ferry's in Disneyland too.
Is he?
Yeah. Are you there, Ryan? Good evening.
I'm definitely not in Disneyland here, boys, but yeah. How's things with yous?
We're not too bad.
The very best. Ryan, I've just chatting to the boys before we come in there about overall, you know, Donegal, before we get into the club season, you know, possible players that could come in and do something. Do we look a bit light coming in towards the end of the season with Galway? You know, you're a lot of talk. I actually met McFadden Ferry down in Gador. He's doing his rehab, you know, a player that you think could come back into the fold. A lot of talk about Finbar Rorty, like some maybe Oisin Caulfield, players like this.
Yeah, definitely. I think Ethan O'Donnell's due back, they're saying, in the next couple of weeks as well, Brendan. So if he's staying about, I'm sure he's a man that's going to get a call. I suppose you'll be looking to see is there anybody really doing the business over the next couple of weeks. Is there any hidden gems out there that haven't been seen yet? You know, it's hard to know. Like, I can't imagine there's going to be four or five changes to that Donegal team next year unless people step away, which you wouldn't expect to happen. So there's probably room for maybe a couple of new faces in the league and possibly one or two breaking through for the championship. You know, so but I'm sure people, you know, it was a good season for Donegal football, and I'm sure club players are out there thinking, if they do the business over the next 6 or 7 weeks, they might get a phone call.
Mm. What do you think, Brendan, in terms of as Ryan says there, nobody leaves under Jim's times because there's always a serious tilted silverware. So, you know, the squad needs to be bolstered. If you look at them versus the other squads around them, you would probably say they're looked like towards the business end of the season, there's a bit more depth with other teams, you know. And I suppose Jason McGee was the other big one to get his long-term fitness right.
Yeah, I suppose in reflection after the, you know, after their exit from the Championship, you were kind of thinking, you were looking at the other sides that remained, we say the Galways, Armaghs, Kerrys, and they just seemed to have that bit more strength and depth on the bench. So they had, and, you know, it's Jim's first year in there with the lads. Fantastic year, getting as far as he did, winning Ulster and all that kind of thing. But you just felt, and like Conor O'Donnell was a big loss too at a certain stage. It was just another option that they didn't have when it came to the crunch. And you mentioned Oran McFadden Ferry, obviously Ethan O'Donnell will be a big addition, and them kind of players coming back in. And then there's Finbar Rorty. So they're good defenders. They're all defenders we're talking about. And I suppose what Jim will be looking to see, can we get another really classy forward or two to join that group kind of thing? Because they will certainly reinforce the back six as backup or starting. But it's what you need to get scoring forwards to kind of need to, you know, we need to look at getting a couple of them. And that's easier said than done. They don't grow on trees, Brendan, you know, but... hopefully the Championship will turn up something, and you just don't know from game to game or from week to week what's out there.
Well, it's going to be coming thick and fast. Oisín, just before you take us through the Senior Championship there, just a word in Donegal Boston, beating Connemara Gaels, goes Paddy McDevitt. Good man, Paddy. I know you're a regular listener to the show. He's a huge part, instrumental part, another Championship victory. I was watching it via the internet last night, so well done to Donegal Boston. So listen, Oisín, I will exit.
You go put on the kettle.
Well, what do you want? Is it two sugars? is there biscuits in there? I need a wee key for your special press in there. I haven't got a press in here yet, Oisín.
Not here long enough. You'll
no, not
press.
Bestowed that. Right, I'll let you at it.
Right, okay, thanks, Brendan. So Brendan's away for a break, obviously be part of the management of St Eunan's that we're going to take over talking Championship football. I suppose, Ryan, first of all, I went to the O'Donnell Park on Saturday to watch St Eunan's Kilkear, and in no way whatsoever did it feel like a Championship encounter. Brendan, you were there as well. Ryan, you attended a number of games over the weekend, and it seems to be that these matches in the opening couple of rounds, for starters, and I mean, they're not going to sort of hit the heights of what a meaningful Championship game is, the atmosphere, the supporters, the intensity on the pitch. What was your experience of it?
Yeah, pretty much the same as that, Oisín. I was at a couple of games yesterday, not huge crowds at them, didn't have the big game feel. Probably, you know, interesting that, you know, most teams down players, people still away on holidays and things like that, Oisín. And it just feels like, you know, I know Brendan was saying at the start of it there that the Championship's in full swing. Didn't feel that way to me. It feels like, you know, maybe not even this weekend either. Like it could be round three, maybe round four before things really kick up a notch. I didn't, you know, I suppose we've had this structure for a couple of years now, and you know, if people are looking at it and thinking that, you know, that they don't need to be there for the first round, you know, and people have different reasons, and that's fair enough too. Like, but you know, that's probably not the right. Like, it shows that there's maybe not a huge amount of jeopardy at this stage of the campaign either. Like, you know, so yeah, like decent enough first round, but not a lot of blood and thunder, I wouldn't have thought.
What needs to change, Ryan, if you're going to bring back a certain level to the Championship where there's a risk involved in it? Like, there has to be a winner and there has to be a loser. And I know the players want to play matches, and this was one of the reasons that they brought the structure in to give players more games. But are you taken away from the competition in the opening four rounds before you go to the knockout? And if that is the case, what do you think needs to change if you are going to bring it forward and sort of bring it up a level or two?
Yeah, it's hard to say, Oisín, because, you know, if you look at it this year with the Donegal Senior Football Team, you know, you had a very good season, a very long season, and I'm sure that, you know, anybody involved with that Donegal Senior Team, they weren't booking any holidays before July 28th in the All-Ireland Final, because, like, there was a decent chance that you were going to get through to that. And, you know, for everybody, it's not just a simple case of, oh, well, then you'll head away the next week after that. You know, there's work and there's part commitments and all these kind of things to be taken into consideration. So, you know, is the Championship starting too early? Is probably a question. Is there too many games involved before it really gets down to the nitty-gritty of it? Like, you know, the way it is at the minute, county players are only ever really going to play probably in the Championship for their clubs now. And, you know, like, you want to see them in action for their clubs, but it has to be meaningful games. And, like, I've been, I'll bang the drum. I think we had a good format before when we had four groups of four. And, you know, you sometimes you had a group of death and sometimes you had a group that looked quite weak, you know, but every game pretty much mattered in that. Maybe there was the odd dead rubber here and there, but like I think most teams recognise this weekend that, you know, even if they lost, there's still time to make up the ground.
Yeah. What's your thinking on it, Brendan, before we get into the results from over the weekend? If the championship, do you think it needs to be better?
It definitely needs to be better, yeah. I've never fallen for this group the way it's the current system, the way it's run, Oisín. I just think there's no bite to it. There was no excitement leading up to the games at the weekend in my mind, and you know that's reflected in players, as Ryan pointed out, players going away in holidays, particularly the county lads and that, you know, and they have to get away, they have to get their break. But you know, I think the whole structure needs to be relooked at, and even league football now is very unattractive, very uninspiring. There's not much about it. So I think that, you know, need to sit down and come up with a new format, both for league and championship, and, you know, to make it more interesting. Like Ryan mentioned the four groups of four, like going back even to probably it was before Ryan's time, the home and away was, I always felt, was a good system. So it was, and I went to a third game if there was two wins and each team got a home game, and it just felt exciting coming up to them times when you were playing them games because you knew this was it. And okay, you were playing the same team twice in a row, but I felt there was a lot to that, and I just don't get the same feeling from this current setup. So I don't, you know. And you know, the jeopardy was a word that was used all summer in relation to the inter-county championship, and again, there isn't much of it yet in the first couple of rounds. And as Ryan says, it'll probably be round three or four before we see really any skates on. You know.
Yeah. Well, we've got numerous games to take place before we get into the knockout stages. Round one is complete. We covered St Eunan's against Kilcare, which was tagged as the big game of the weekend, Brendan. And as we said, there wasn't much excitement around the O'Donnell Park, but it turned out to be a routine enough win for St Eunan's over Kilcare on Saturday.
It did indeed, Jan. Like it's well alluded to that you know, Kilcare were obviously short a few of their key players, with the likes of Ryan, the two McLeans, Kieran McGinley was not available. By the same token, you know, Kieran Moore is on holidays, Aaron Deeney is injured, Peter McNiff is away, you know, Shane O'Donnell didn't start. So, you know, both teams under strength. But I you know, looking at St Eunan's, I thought they played really well. I thought they showed great intent to kick the ball head up and play kick the ball football from early on, from the outset of the game. To be fair to Kilcare, they stuck at it, but it was a very tough evening for them, so it was, you know. And okay, they tagged on a few late points to kind of close the gap, but like Eunan's were comfortable and probably should have kicked in two or three more goals in the second half with some of the great joy with Sean Patton's kickouts over the top. I suppose Kilcare were pressing up and had to kind of take a bit of a chance. But Eunan's, Barry Meehan, Brendan and the lads will be happy with that first, to get that first win. They'll know that there's going to be big, big tests ahead. Kilcare, you know, they'll just have to regroup, and they will have these players that are very important to them to come back and strengthen them as the championship goes on. I think they have a big game again next weekend at home in Tanny, you know, against St Noel's. Yeah, so you know, you would expect them to be, you know, somewhat better for that. But, you know, comfortable for St Eunan's, and they go on and play Naomh Connell next Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. St Noel's, who Kilcare play next weekend, they lost to Glen Swilly. Now, St Noel's were down a number of players as well, Ryan, but one thing coming out of the match is Glen Swilly are aging back to be a force in senior football by the looks of things, and Michael Murphy still has that championship magic by all accounts with that goal at the weekend.
Yeah, Oisín, I suppose that is one of the things, maybe a talking point for the weekend, not getting too far ahead of myself here when you're going through the games, but you know, teams looking like they're ready to make a bit of a move again, and you know, Glen Swilly definitely one of those. Like Keelan Dunleavy scored heavily as well, which is good to see, because like I think he's a very talented player that maybe didn't bring his best football last year, but I think there's plenty about him. As you mentioned, Michael Murphy, you know, he is always a threat. Didn't play a huge amount of league football, but you just knew that when the club championship came around, he would be ready for action. And like Glen Swilly have found it difficult against St Noel's. They've met them a couple of times in recent years, and they've been tight games. We're beaten in one of them, so I think Gary McDade will be delighted that they got through it in such a convincing manner. And you know, played a lot of young players in there as well. We know they've a lot of talent coming through, and you know, like say Aidan Friel was starting, Jamie McCauley was starting, so like Gary's blooding in a couple of players, and to get a comfortable victory in Mount Charles is definitely not one to be sniffed at.
No, it's definitely not going to be sniffed at whatsoever. You mentioned about teams there, Ryan, making a move. Obviously, four Masters with a big one yesterday against Gador. And I seen in your paper today, Darragh Bonner saying it was a statement won by four Masters. Was it a big statement taking a victory in round one of the championship? Yes, they're up and running with their first victory. But even off the back of that, are they anywhere near being seen as contenders?
Yeah, I think the manner of it definitely has to be a statement anyway. Actually, like this wasn't scraping over the line. Like, this was a very impressive victory, you know, against the team that were in the county final last year. Now, I know Gador have lost players since that, but it's still a big win for this young Four Masters team. And I suppose there had been a bit of chat about Four Masters. I know Castleknock from Dublin were down. We're down in a training camp a couple of weeks ago and played Four Masters and they lost against Four Masters, and Castleknock would be a fairly useful Dublin senior team, like, you know, so it shows that Four Masters definitely on the right path. They won Division 2, you know, and didn't necessarily steamroll teams in Division 2, but just gradually building up momentum, loads of options for Kevin Sinclair and his team. And, like, you know, how far can they go? You know, it's hard to say. I think they go to the Downings this weekend. Like, you'd have to expect that they'll come through that. And, you know, they'll be thinking, you know, are Neve Connell and St Union's too far ahead? Maybe they are, but I would think anybody else in that championship, Four Masters, I think they'll give them a right rattle.
Yeah, they're a young side, obviously, Four Masters, Brendan. They've got this young base of hugely talented footballers coming through, but do you not think that they'll need maybe a couple of years in the senior ranks before they make that big step?
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you can just get on a run, and they're oozing confidence down there at the minute. And, you know, after a fantastic Ulster minor victory last year, I think Callum McRae, David Monaghan, like Connor Reid coming through, of course, Senan Carr, they've so much good young talent, and they've even more coming in the next couple of years. So they're going to be a threat, as Ryan rightly pointed out, to any team that they come up against, and they're right up there, you know. We've always spoken over the last number of years of a top four. I think we've narrowed that down to a top two now. Yeah. But it's about the likes of the McCools and Four Masters. Glenn Swilly are going to be back in the frame. It's about these teams. Can they push on? Can they challenge up there so they can? So, you know, Four Masters have done really well, so they have. And, you know, they'll be delighted with that win. So they will. That'll really hype them up, and they'll believe that they can go and take a lot of teams on. So they will.
Gador will not be panicking, Brendan. They lost to Aroa last year in the first game and went all the way to the final. So it just shows that the structure of the championship isn't a hindrance to a side that loses on the opening day.
Absolutely not. And that's, you know, that goes back to the structure we were speaking about. And, you know, Gidor have so much quality. And yes, they've lost a lot of players, so they have. And the likes of Oran McNeilis, Michael Carroll no longer been available from Oran McFadden, Ferry injured. And the two McGee brothers who, you know, will they play a bit, won't they play a bit kind of thing, you know. So, but they've had success at minor and under 21 level, and it's about getting the same as Four Masters, getting them fellas through and getting them to perform, and maybe getting maybe the likes of Neil McGee back, that experience head back in the team would be an option for them. But Gidor won't panic. They've Glenn Finn at home down in Mahargala next week, and Glenn Finn, you know, suffered a defeat to Dunloe at home yesterday. So that'd be a big pressure game for both them sides coming off the back of two losses.
Yeah. As for the defending champions, you better mention them, Neve Connell. It was a routine enough fixture on Saturday, Brendan, for the Glentis Fintown boys. 3-14 to 4, they ran out winners against Clohanealy. And listen, this game was over from very early on in Fulcara. But as we know, there's a different test on the horizon coming up this weekend in round two for them.
There is indeed, and, you know, Neve Connell has so much talent throughout the team. And, you know, what's interesting is you look through the team, no Anthony Thompson, no Leo McClue, no Kevin McGettigan didn't start, two of the Dohertys didn't start. So they're using this opportunity at these early games to maybe try out players, to give some of the younger players, like a Neil Francis Boyle, Finbar Rorty played his first championship game yesterday. So, you know, it's an opportunity for them to, because Clohanealy they've had a tough year. They had a tough league, so they had, and Neve Connell would have felt confident going down there that they would have been, you know, that they've been too strong for them. But, you know,
will they struggle to survive in the senior championship this year, Clohanealy? Because they just about stayed in Division 2 of the league.
You'd have to be concerned from them from the point of view their form has been poor. Now, listen, they didn't have Jason yesterday, so they didn't. Jason's away in holidays, like a lot of the senior county guys away in holidays. So obviously he'll be a big boost from when they get him back. But they've had a difficult year and it's hard when confidence, football is all about confidence, Oisín, and there's not much of it running through the veins of the Clonmacnoise players at the moment with the league campaign they've had. And now after that game yesterday, and they travel to Glenswilly now, so they do next Sunday or next weekend, and Glenswilly are going well, cock-a-hoop, so, you know, it's going to be difficult for them.
Yep. Brendan mentioned there, Ryan, about the players that took to the field for Niamh Connell at the weekend and the players that weren't there. That conveyor belt seems very, very strong up in that end of the county.
It definitely does, Oisín, but at the same time, you know, it hasn't always been an easy pathway for young players to break into that team. And, you know, I think it was significant that, you know, the players that did feature in the starting team, like the likes of Neil Francis Boyle, Leo Dunphy, Conor Rorty, and those players, like, you know, they've been playing away in the league games in recent years, and then when it's come to Championship, you know, it's been back to the tried and trusted as such. So, like, for those fellas to be given a senior Championship start and a jersey, I think that's big, and it shows that, you know, there might be a wee bit of change there to Niamh Connell this year. Like, we don't know what the story with Leo and Anthony Thompson is. I don't know, did Marley Boyle talk out for the reserves the weekend? So, you know, there could be a bit of a change coming there. But, like, those young players, like Lex Conor Rorty has been playing Sigerson football. Like, Neil Francis Boyle has been very consistent whenever I've seen him in the league. And as we, you know, as you mentioned earlier on, Finbar Rorty is a very highly rated player and has made a seamless transition to senior football. So you can't see them getting much weaker anyway. So it's interesting, but there might be a bit of a changing of the guard coming there for Martin Regan's team.
Right, what about Sunday then? Can St Union's go to Davy Brennan Park and defeat the champions on their home patch and try and make a big statement early on, Ryan?
Yeah, I suppose. Maybe, Oisín, but, you know, there's going to be one time later in the year probably where these two teams are going to meet, and that's the day when Unions have to beat Niamh Connell. You know, probably would do no harm if they did get a victory over them, even if it doesn't matter that much, because, you know, like, I know they've drawn a couple of times, but, you know, Niamh Connell have had the upper hand in it, you know, so maybe Unions would be thinking...
Yeah, so you're saying there's nothing really to this game at the weekend then that... Listen, yes, a game of football. It's a championship match, but it's not the be-all and end-all if you suffer a defeat. And is that taken away from maybe the importance of, again, of the championship?
Yeah, well, like, they met at the exact same round last year, Oisín, if you remember. And there wasn't much holding back. And I think the TG Carr cameras were picking it all up as well. Like, you know, so there wasn't much holding back. So I would imagine when the two tribes collide, there'll be plenty going at it, but, like, you know, regardless of the outcome, they're both going to sail through to the knockout stages anyway, from what I can see. And, like, you know, whether they meet in the final or semi-final, you know, it's hard to see who's going to knock them out along the way. So, like, I think if I was Barry Meehan or Martin Regan, I don't know if I would be showing the full hand this weekend.
Well, Brendan, we're on commentary on Sunday, so we are from Davy Brennan Park. We'll be going down looking very much forward to this tie, but does it have the same excitement for you that it normally has?
It kind of does, yeah, because you always get that, you get that feisty encounter between these two clubs. You know, they've known each other so well over the years. Now, Ryan is 100% right in his surmisation there that irrespective of who wins on Sunday, it's not going to have a huge bearing on the championship down the line. Both teams will have more to show later on in the championship, you will be mad. And I suppose what will interest me is, will Marty Regan stick with, you know, these young lads, test them against the St. Union fellas at this level kind of thing? It's an opportunity for them to go out and prove themselves. And then will Unions, you know, if you go back to last year's game, Oisín, we covered it, and, you know, Unions played some fantastic football in the first half, but seemed to go back into their shell then second half kind of thing. And you go back to last Saturday evening against Kilcar, where they used the opportunity to kick a lot of ball. Will they try and bring that on and see develop that tactic? So it will.
Will they get the space? Will they get the space?
That's the other side of it. Absolutely, yeah.
To kick the ball the same way they kicked it the last time.
Absolutely, they won't. No. They won't. Not the way with Niamh Connell set up. But they will have to show a lot more ambition than they've shown in most recent years. Niamh Connell are so good at what they do. They're so good at the way they set up that if you play them at their game, the likelihood of you coming out the right side of it is very slim, so it is. So Unions have to try something different, and I think that that's what they're working on, kind of thing, to come with a different plan this year. So down the line, they have a couple more strokes to their fire.
Yeah, we have to remember as well that how good this Niamh Connell team is. They were 1 point away from beating the All-Ireland champions at club level as well, Brendan. So, if they got the result that day, what would the rest of the championship hold for them? We don't know. We can't say that, but it just shows you how close they were to something
100%
that was very, very achievable.
100%.
That the level is in that squad, that they weren't far off it.
You can't have anything but admiration for what they've done over the last couple of years. They'll be tired. They'll be looking to put three in a row, so they will, together this year too. And they're so focused. They've such a tight group of players that nothing else matters down in Niamh Connell except getting teams on the field. They've invested in the youth, and now they're reaping the dividends of that. So they are with the likes of Finbar O'Rourke, Mark McDevitt, these young Neil Francis Boyle, these younger players coming through. So they're just going to feed off the senior guys who've been very successful. They know how to win, they know how to train, they know how to push themselves to extremes. So, you know, Niamh Connell will look at last year's, you know, Ulster club campaign, and they'll think, you know, can we go further? Certainly, I think, you know, that's the way they're looking. But they do know that they'll have big challenges here in Donegal, and particularly from St. Junans, you know, who have been very close to them but just couldn't get over the line.
Yeah, OK. Three other games played in the championship at the weekend. Sean McCool's our draw. Oisin Gallen scored a goal. Then he went off then with a bit of a twinge. Gary Wilson says he's OK, but McCool's too strong for their opposition yesterday, Ryan. That's a game that you were at.
Yeah, they were, and very impressive, I have to say. A lot of pace, a lot of youth, and, you know, a bit more presence and strength from last season. Like, Ronan McMenamin played full back and picked up CJ Malloy, you know, competed for every ball. Luke Gavigan had a good game at centre half back. Gavin Fireman Gallagher's back in the midfield, and they played Fintan Griffin at right half back, who you know would be mainly seen as a kind of a club hurler, but he did very well as well. So, you know, as you mentioned, Oisin went off, and Marty O'Reilly, Stephen O'Reilly didn't play, Sean Martin didn't play, and they still went out and won very impressively. Kevin McCormick and Conor McGinty, very sharp up front. So, yeah, they're definitely a team heading in the right direction. Yeah.
I asked Gary Wilson at the club launch last Wednesday night, Ryan, about what you want to do the following year. They got to a semi-final. They had the player of the championship. How do you improve? Obviously, the answer would be that you'd look to make a final, but that's not the answer that Gary Wilson gave me. He talked about development within the panel, which a manager would obviously do. But what is the next step for McCool's if they are going to get better than what they achieved last year?
Yeah, well, like, that's, you know, at the end of the day, Oisin, Niamh Connell and Unions met last year in the semi-finals. So, you know, if they were to meet in the semi-final this year, you know, is there an avenue for somebody to get through to a final? Can McCool's, if they had Oisin back and everybody there, could they put it up to Niamh Connell or St. Unions? Like, they're definitely heading in the right direction. And like, Gary's going to tell you that is about the development, and, you know, and they're not going to rush it, and maybe it will take time and things like that. You know, but, you know, they have got firepower. Like, Joe Bradley Wall scored 7 points yesterday. You know, they're ticking a lot of boxes, McCool's, like, and, you know, I think they'll be pushing definitely. I think they can go deep into the championship, like, you know, if they can. But I suppose the big thing is Oisin's fitness. Like, they're the captain obvious here, but they're going to need him.
Yeah. The other matches, Brendan, Aru Ballyshannon took on Downings. There was a goal scored in that game by the home side, the Ballyshannon men up and running, with a win in the championship, which has made up for some big disappointment games in the league. They're down about half their team, I think, on last year. So that was a good one for them, for that side.
Yeah, super win for Aru. So it was, from the point of view that they did struggle through the league. They had a difficult league, so they had. And, you know, I think Jack Gallagher came in top scorer, 7 points or something like that, played really well. And again, they have some young talent coming through. So I think they'll be looking, you know, that these teams met in the first round of the league and Downing's beat them by 2 points. Eru have turned that over now. And who's their away trip to Dunloe? They'll fancy their chances there. It's a very even game, very hard call, despite Dunloe getting a brilliant win in Glenfinn yesterday, kind of thing. So Eru be really happy with that. Downing's, you know, put up 14 points, weren't too far away. They've competed really well in the senior division for their first year up there. So, you know, they have shown improvement, so they have, but, you know, it's tough. It's going to be tough for them. And Eru Ballyshannon will be looking really positively on that result after a difficult year.
But Dunloe will be looking positively going to their first home game because they won on the road in Glenfinn, which would be seen as a tricky enough fixture for them.
And missing two really top players in Mark Kern and Carol McGee too, who weren't available to them yesterday. Like two really, really impressive players, I think, should be back available next weekend. So, yeah, Dunloe really, really, you know, put up a big performance, you know, and they'll be really happy. So that'll be a really interesting game next weekend, so it will.
Yeah, and St Michael's finished strongly in their match against Killybegs to start with a one at home too.
Yeah, they did, and, you know, the old heads like Martin McElhenney still going strong for them. Daniel McLaughlin came on. They actually brought on very experienced subs, Andrew Kelly, Daniel McLaughlin, couple of these type of guys, kind of Michael Cannon coming in, Oisin Langan. So, you know, it shows that they have a bit of depth. So they have, you know, really any team that goes down to the bridge is going to be very tough for them. They're hard beat down there. We covered a game against St. Junan's not so long ago in the last couple of years, Oisin, and St. Junan's were very, very lucky to come away with a win that night. So it's really hard to win down there, and Michael's be really happy with that. So they have, you know, they've had difficult years. They've kind of struggled through a lot of the leagues, but they just seem to be able to get enough done, and that'll give them a lot of confidence to beat Killybegs. Of course, and Owen Ban Gallagher, who wasn't available for Killybegs yesterday, so he will be a loss for them, and they'll be glad to get him back on the field when he's available.
Yeah. So the games to come now in the second round of the championship at senior level in Donegal. On Saturday evening, Killybegs play McCool's at 5:30. Then at 7 o'clock, Kilcarrigan St. Noel's, Gweedore take on Glenfinn, Downing's play for Masters, and Dunloe meet Eru Ballyshannon. And then on Sunday, it's Glenswilly against Clohanealy. We'll be featuring that game on Sunday Sport this coming weekend. Ardra will play St. Michael's. Both of those games, by the way, are at 2:30 in Glenswilly and Ardra. And then our feature match then on Sunday from 4:30 is Niamh Connell against St. Union. So will there be more, Ryan, of a bit of a championship feel, do you think, come the games this weekend with one round under our belt?
Yeah, I think hopefully there will be, Oisin. I think particularly for the teams that were beaten last weekend, like, you know, if you lose your first two games, you're staring at relegation playoffs then if you get a bad draw. So, you know, you've got to try and pick it up. There's a couple of tasty games in there that could decide, you know, they could have a big impact on maybe where teams finish up. So, yeah, you'd be hoping for a bit more action, a couple of good games, like, you know, Killybegs against McCool's will be a good game. You know, Ardra, you know, would be disappointed with their performance. Maybe the final scoreline a wee bit harsh on them yesterday. Dave St. Michael's coming to Pierce Memorial Park. You know, will there be a response there? You know, Glenfinn, I was watching them yesterday. They'll be disappointed. You know, they have to go to Gweedore. So both teams under a wee bit of pressure there. So, yeah, I think there are good games next week, and hopefully we get that bit more of championship bite.
They'll be looking to overturn the defeats, because five of the teams that are home this weekend lost yesterday. So it's
and two of them are meeting Kilcar lost, St. Noel's lost, and Gweedore and Glenfinn. So you have a couple of double ups there, two of teams that lost. So
Ryan, I know you're sticking around because you're going to be talking more club football with Brendan, who is sitting outside looking in. He's got the tea and the coffee made, I think, for me and Brendan in studio here. So you can stay on the line, Ryan, and Brendan Devaney will be joining you shortly to look at the intermediate and the junior. Brendan, thanks for calling in, and we look forward to the weekend. Once again, our live match is Niamh Connell against St Union's, and hopefully it'll be ramping up this weekend.
Always interesting.
Okay, time for a break. Brendan and Ryan will be back with more after these.
The DL Debate with Sister Sarah's Letterkenny, serving food you'll love till 9 p.m. daily in Sarah's Kitchen. And there's free admission entertainment every weekend.
Yes, folks, welcome back to the DL Debate. We're going to look across Intermediate Junior Championships and the Ladies Football Championships as well. Ryan, you're still with us?
I am, Brendan. I hope there's, now that you're on the other side of the field now with the management side, there's not going to be any cliches like it's one game at a time and the such ball and such is a hard place to go and all this kind of carry
game
on.
Game of two halves, yeah. Listen, I've got all the explanations ready. Ryan, do you know what? I've been let back into the studio. Where would you see it? I could put out of my own show way. It's terrible.
Oh, I'm telling you, it could be a long few weeks yet, Brendan.
Oh, listen, we'll keep the crack going, boys. We'll not take it too seriously around it, folks. We're here to promote the games as ever. And of course, we have a big intermediate championship. I was just looking, Ryan, at the winners the last number of years. You look at Dunloe, Cloughan, Ely, Rua, St. Noel's, Glenfinn, Milford. Ryan, a lot of sides that maybe had to lose one to win one in the mix and that there. And of course, you'll have Mallon back chomping at the bit coming into this intermediate championship. And we say it every year, it's a fascinating championship. It's always hard to predict the winner.
Yeah, that is the case. And generally, it takes teams to drop down a wee while to get going again. And there are other teams building away. And you know, there's certain teams that, you know, struggle sometimes, get over the line. And there's a couple of near misses and a bit of hurt, and then they get up to the senior championship, and you know, they blossom up there, and they forget all about all those near misses, like, you know. So definitely a hard championship to win, definitely a championship that teams think they've a good chance going into. Like, you know, you're looking at six or seven teams there probably thinking, you know, that if things go right and they keep everybody fit and they get the wee bit of the rub of the green, that, you know, they could be going well right into October. So definitely should be a good championship.
I think last year, me and you spoke at the same time, Ryan. We had it down to five kind of teams who we fancied. Now we're up to six or seven, which is great. You know, it'd be brilliant to have that in the senior as well. It certainly would make things a lot more interesting. And maybe, as you spoke earlier, attract a few more people, interested parties, you know. And I suppose that's one for another debate. Tell me, there's a few derbies in there. No more than your own men, Ryan. Big, big result, of course. Relegated last year, important season, you know. James McGinley's side came in with a fan at man, you know, posting a big score, 117. Very positive victory for them.
Yeah, it was a good result. I was down at it. And it was tight the whole way through, really. Milford got off to a very good start. Then Michael Sweeney, who's a real handful at full forward, as has been the case for a long, many year at this stage. Brendan, he got a goal, and Liam McGranahan got a goal early in the in the second half, and it was tit for tat then, and Milford did very well to get themselves into the lead. It was Shane Black in great form, and then probably with the last play of the match, Cian Barrett scored a goal to give it a bit of gloss on it. But yeah, I'd say Milford were happy to come through against their neighbours.
Yeah, and you know, we spoke earlier about Downing's, obviously won their fourth intermediate title, up now mixing it in the senior ranks. But Narasa, who come up against Steve Wara, interesting derby game there, and Narasa coming on top. And you know, when you step up that level, that first game, you know, there's always a question mark. Can you handle a step up? And they certainly did that. 2-10 to 1-11 victors.
It just shows you the highs and lows of football, Brendan. Like, you know, Nemura finished the league with a famous victory over Dunloe, Ross's rivals in the league, and they were delighted with that. And now they start the championship with a loss to Narasa, and it's a famous Ross's win for Narasa over Nemura. Probably the result of the weekend, really. I don't think too many expected this coming with the way Narasa finished the league, Brendan. But just shows you know, small clubs like that, you know, when they can rally and get their best players out in the pitch, there can be a kick in them. And they obviously had a very good first half yesterday. I think they were leading 1-8 to 1-1 at half time, and Nemura came back at them strongly, but they held off, and a big victory for Pat Caulfield and his team.
You often automatically think Danny O'Donnell in there, you know, he'll do his part, but you know, it's not to say it's always a foregone conclusion. Their match, of course, now they're at home to Fianna Gaels. That sticks on a huge life of its own. We'll get to some of the fixtures coming up, Ryan. That's a massive game. Letterkenny Gaels, Buncrana, Eamon McGee's Buncrana. It's a real blitzing match here, Ryan. You know, Buncrana 117 to 3 points. No contest.
Yeah, I think it's still Gary Duffy's Buncrana, Brendan. I think Eamon's coaching, but I think Gary's still the manager.
That's why you're on, Ryan. You know more than me about it. That's why you got to update me. Gary's still in there, but Gary, my apologies.
Yeah, so, look, a bit Letterkenny Gaels have had a tough year. They've lost a lot of players over the last couple of seasons. And I suppose Buncrana are a team going well. Like, you know, you look at it, they were unlucky in the Division 2 final against Four Masters not to win that game. And you see what Four Masters did, you know, yesterday. Like, so Buncrana will be feeling good about themselves, even without Caelan McGonigal at the minute. And yeah, like, they were probably always going to be too good for Letterkenny Gaels. And, you know, Letterkenny Gaels, it looks like it's going to be a battle to try and stay in the division and get the results somewhere that they need, or in the championship, should I say. So, yeah, like, it's probably a tough one for Letterkenny Gaels, and they're without Ronan Freeman at the minute, who's injured, I think. So, yeah, Buncrana going rightly, but, you know, Buncrana, this is the thing about the intermediate championship, they won all their games last year and then they were caught at the quarter final. So, like that, it's this really intermediate championship, it's all about getting into the last eight, and that's when the real action starts then.
Yeah, and listen, I've seen a couple of their games last year, actually. I was down with Gary, and, you know, a lot of injuries, few players away in that. So it's all about, I suppose, that getting that balance, because everybody seems to have these issues at the start of the season. But yeah, I hope Gary still makes me a cup of tea now. He was nice to me the last time down there. I hope he still makes me the tea. Listen, determined men, you know, started the season off in blitzing form last year. They did it again, 4-14 posting, you know, just looking at some of the scoring. Darren McDade be 4-1 over if you hit the back of the head four times. Enda McCormick be 10 points. A colossus input from the two guys of that 4-14 to 16 points against Neve Columba.
Yeah, fantastic. Like, in fairness, I don't know, did you ever get four goals, Brendan? Like, surely at some stage and when you were in your pomp, but like, very, very impressive. But, you know, Neve Columba are a team that people would have put in as serious contenders for this championship. So it's a big statement victory for Terriman. You know, Terriman have been close, Bren. They've been beaten in the semi-finals in the last 2 years by the eventual champions. You know, we know they've a lot of young players coming through and they're progressing and developing all the time. And, you know, they've huge hunger in this championship. But they'll also remember that they beat Downing's very easily at the Burn Road last year in the group stages, and then when they met them later in the season in the semi-final, they were beaten. So, like, Terriman probably won't be getting too far ahead of themselves, but I think the big difference maybe this year is the form of Enda McCormick, who's had a really good league campaign. You know, he was in about County Minor under 20, had a wee stint in the senior squad as well. Yeah. He's a classy forward. He seems to be going really well. So, yeah, like, he's going to add a lot to them. Neve Columba, you know, they probably a wee bit surprising with the manner of that victory, because you're thinking they're not far away. So it'll be interesting to see if there's a response for them going forward.
Indeed. Red Hughes, we talked about losing one to Wimmen. Mallon, Michael Byrne, you know, they've kept, you know, that cohesion there. Good victory. Just looking, 4-14 to 16, Neve Columba. This match, Red Hughes 7 points, Mallon 2-4. It just shows you the difference in the styles, the games that you can get out there, Ryan. And then played against Mallon in the league, I was very impressed with him, you know, and Michael and the setup, the commitment to the team. You know, they're well able to hold their own. And seeing them that day and seeing them play last year, you know, they'll be thinking, you know, it's time to strike there. But as you said there, there's four, five, six other teams thinking the same at this point.
Yeah, and, like, you know, it doesn't matter if you get 4-14 or 2-4. As long as you win, you only get two league points, really. So, yeah, like, you know, they've gone by their team sheet, a couple of men missing from last year. Is that going to hurt Mallon? It'll be interesting. You know, they've a couple of young lads in there. Dara Douglas had a good league campaign, and Kieran O'Kane is in there as well. Like, you know, so they might be able to replace the men that aren't about. So it's going to be interesting for Mallon. Like, Mallon weren't that far away last year. You know, and you know, there was a lot of goodwill for them amongst their community. They got a bit of momentum going. Like, so they'll feel that there's plenty in this championship for them if they can get things together.
And certainly. So coming up now, the next fixtures in Devora, say at home they find a Gaels Milford against Letterkenny Gaels. Burt are playing Red Hughes. Of course, Ronan McLaughlin's there. It'll not be quiet along the line there. We are running. And then that's the fixtures on the first day. On the second day, Neve Columba are playing Bundoran. Mallon, Terriman, Buncrana, Narasa. A couple of tasty ones in there, Ryan, indeed. You know, particularly those last two fixtures.
Yep. There's definitely some tasty ones. I think the match at the Banks is the big one there, Brendan. I think, you know, Fanad and Nimura both beaten last weekend. You know, there's very rarely much between them when they meet. I think Nimura have beaten Fanad actually twice this season and negated in the league. But I think there'll be plenty on the line in that one. Glenn against Bundoran could be a good game as well. And you know, Mallon and Terman, you know, Terman won very convincingly last week, but you know, up to Connolly Park could be a different assignment this week.
Yeah, indeed. Listen, interesting stuff going on in the intermediate championship. Goes to junior and ladies on, you know, Robert Emmett, Niamh Breed coming out on top on that one. Niamh Patrick, semi finalist last year, accounting for Oris. Pedigo going down to Cairn Donagh. You know, taking that intermediate championship there, that Cairn Donagh performance, 4:20. Ryan, again, if you're looking for favourites in there, who would you be favourites in that junior championship?
Well, I think you'd have to put Niamh Patrick Ishkikin as the favourites, to be honest, because they've had a very good league campaign in Division 2. And I don't think Keenan McColgan played yesterday, but he'll be due back at some stage. They're going well. Cairn Donagh are going well. Convoy will be in the mix. I suppose the big thing about the junior championship this year, Brendan, is that St Noonan's and Niamh Connell aren't in it. And, you know, they were very competitive in it last year and, you know, took scalps along the way. And I suppose, you wonder how maybe they're not in it this year. Like, I think Kilcar's second team took a bit of a beating against St Noonan's second string on Saturday, Brendan. And, you know, you wonder how did they quite get it across the line that these teams aren't in the junior championship anymore. But it probably means it's not going to be quite as strong as it was last year. And, you know, I think Cairn, Niamh Patrick, Muff and Convoy look to be the front runners. You know, can the likes of Oris and Mayville, Niamh Olton, make an impression? Yeah. Maybe they can take a hit along the way, but it's hard to see past those top three teams at the minute.
Yeah, as you say, Niamh Olton, a good victory against Niamh Patrick Clifford. Niamh Colm Kill going down heavily to Convoy. So we look, we're going to give that a proper rundown. Of course, Mayville coming on the picture, Pat McLaughlin's Mayville beating champions last year. We're also going to have an in-depth look in the ladies' championship coming up, of course, from the weekend. Reigning champions Terman defeated Glenfinn 3:15 to 10 points, and St Noonan's and ever-improving Niamh Connell both had good victories against Éirua. And they'll be pushing now towards this championship, as I say, improving. They beat Niamh Connell, beaten Niamh Wirra, Mayville beaten St Noel's. As I say, we'll be going in depth into these championships as the weeks goes on, and there'll be a split between some of the leagues and that, and we can get between the different championships, we can go more in depth in them. But folks, that is the roundup of the club championship from the weekend. Of course, I want to thank Ryan Ferry for coming through all that. Ryan, you're top man as ever. We'll be talking to you as the summer unfolds.
Thank you, Brendan, and enjoy Sunday afternoon.
Cheers, my man. I want to thank Oisin Kelly here, our head of sports, sitting in this evening. Fair play to him, of course. Brenda Kilcoyne as well. We'll speak to you all next week. Okay.